Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Michael Hanford.
Hello.
And Timothy Kalpakis.
What is up?
Ooh.
Ooh, and we're your hosts coming at you with episode 126.
And 126, right in time. What am I trying to say here? That breaks down to 126, 314. Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Oh, does it?
Oh.
No, what do you mean, what does it? I wasn't saying anything.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're like one of these numerologists guys.
You were following the math. He's a genius.
Yes, I'm a numerologist. Okay, so what'd you say? 127 if you... Yes, 314. 317. I don't even know. Hold on, Jeff. Let's start over. That fucking made no sense.
No, that's great. This is good stuff.
No, it's not.
I'm not taking any of this out.
I'm like still screwing in my microphone and trying to talk. Okay.
I'm going to screw you.
Tim,
I need to plug into the wall.
Tim's got, okay, we got plug problems, we got numerology problems today.
This is all good stuff, though.
Okay, yeah, this is good stuff.
Oh, we're still on, so we're saving it, and this is on pod?
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Why would anyone listen to this crap?
I want our show to be polished stuff.
No.
Proper talk. Now I'm plugged in, I'm ready to go. This is our best episode yet.
Tim, you're in a new location.
Yeah.
And there's a trio of Star Wars posters behind you. And I gotta say, it pisses me off.
What?
That they're the VHS tapes that I remember, but the middle one is wrong.
What is the middle one? It's like, there's got a glare on it.
There's supposed to be a stormtrooper on that thing, and it's something else. What is that?
Is it Darth Maul?
It looks like a laptop. Oh, huh? No, it looks like Red 5 standing by.
Oh, Red 5 standing by.
Who's Red 5?
It looks like a rebellion fighter, not a TIE fighter, an X-Wing.
So sure, you got Vader, and then you got some ships, and then you got Yoder. And that should be there should be a stormtrooper in the middle for Empire.
I'll talk to
Luke. Where's P3PO?
You know when you get an Airbnb, there's like a little. They send you a PDF on the day you check in with some information. Mm-hmm. It did say apologies about the middle one, and I didn't know what that was referring.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Were they like and the one on the right is Baby Yoda's dad, and you're like, that's just Baby Yoda. That's young Yoda.
Baby Yoda. Just one he's Yoda. Not, he just has different ages.
He's not Yoda's son.
Mike, you know it's not young Yoda.
It's not?
No.
Oh, it's Grogu.
Yes.
They call him Baby Yoda? And I don't watch the show.
Grogu is Yoda?
Mike, you've made that painfully obvious.
But I am happy to see in the trailer that they've got a few little Babu Fricks. Oh,
ooh,
love that.
I haven't seen.
I might tune
You're
in.
Happy?
I might tune in just to see those guys.
I always say one Pedro show at a time, so I'm just waiting.
Yeah, that is wild that he's... Now, you watch The Mandalorian, Jeff.
One and two, yeah.
Okay. Does Pedro take his... Does Mandalorian take his helmet off much?
Mike, I'm not going to spoil such things.
But my question is, who's in the suit? Is he actually in the suit?
I bet you... I had this conversation with somebody earlier. I bet you now he doesn't have... now he's a busy man. He's famous. Maybe he's not in the suit. Early on, I bet you he gave a shit, and they had the artistry of like, we're really going to do it.
Oh, that's hard to hear.
But, you know, like Robert Downey Jr., he's not in the Iron Man suit these days. He doesn't have time for
that.
No,
I know. That's the best thing. he gets to put that on, just shoot his face for a little while, and have the screen, the little the little images on his face from the inside of the. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, smart aleck things.
Though I gotta say, I would like to have one of those Iron Man suits.
No way.
Have one?
You know what I mean? Blast around. You got super. Yeah, wear it around. But I'd still wear clothes and stuff over it. Well, no, I bet it has a cooling system. You didn't think Stark Industries thought of that?
No, every time he leaves the suit, he's sort of like, whew.
Yeah. Oh, God, I hope we don't have any adventures to go on in there anymore.
Anybody got a LaCroix? Damn.
Anytime when Tony Stark takes off the suit, he always sits it out on the balcony, and he goes, I got to let it sit outside, otherwise it's going to stink.
Yeah, it's like hockey pads. He's just like, ugh, put these things away.
It's going to stink like an old ass.
That was a big problem. My sophomore year of college, my my roommate Joe made a big deal of make sure those go out on the balcony. They're going to stink. I was like, I don't want to bring them in. You think I want your sweaty pads in here? No, I'm trying.
Wait, they're his? I thought he was lecturing you about your pads. Oh, no.
No, lecture me about his, and I told him.
He thought you were going to like, what do these pads feel like? What does it feel to be like Iron Man for a day?
And then I said, I watched Sopranos tonight. And he said, any gunplay? Same guy.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
Any good
gunplay?
Does maybe Ant-Man, Iron Man has a crossover? Iron Ant could be good.
Now this we're cutting.
What? This shit sucks.
I think that might be fun.
The Iron Ant. Yeah, that's an Usher's delight, Mike.
For the listener who hasn't heard before, Usher's delight is an Usher's delight because no one's there, so he doesn't have much work to do.
Empty theater, yes. Usher's delight.
Yes. Very nice. They didn't know cleaning up the popcorn, the sticky gum.
It's our patch.
Had I known that these posters would make this conversation, I would have definitely taken them down and tried to save the episode. But I'm in Arizona, the Sunshine State. And
you're wearing a very Arizona shirt there.
I wore a Santa Fe shirt because I thought it would be a good look when I'm driving to Arizona.
It looks good. It looks good.
Thank you. Me and our friend Ben that we're all friends with, we've been threatening for a decade to come to baseball spring training down here. Mm-hmm. They do it in Glendale, Arizona. So we're going to go to Dodgers game, but I'm on script for the show that I'm writing for. So I had a week where I didn't have to be in the office. I could write from home, but I said, Ben's got a house in Arizona in Phoenix for a month. I'm going to drive down to Phoenix. I'm going to write my little episode in Arizona. So I'm doing a Southwest kind of thing. We had fry bread yesterday and green chili stew.
Ooh.
And here's the main thing I wanted to report. This is a major innovation that I found. You know how... I think I mentioned on the pod. I'm trying to become a pothead, but marijuana doesn't really agree with me.
You are. Oh, you're trying to be. Okay.
No. I'm trying to see if I could do it before I turn 40.
You're sort of trying to woo marijuana.
I'm trying to dance with Lady Weed is what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. But Mr. Green Thumb.
It doesn't. All I do is smoke it and then sit down and get scared. And
I don't know. I'm so scared. I don't know. I'm scared I didn't smoke enough.
I wanted to give it another shot last night, but I had an amazing discovery. Well, I burnt my throat, so it's a bad experience overall. But here's what I wanted to report to the public.
Did you pull through? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I pulled through. While I was wigging out, I had a there's a candy. It's called Queen Bee Fizzing Whizbees. Have you ever heard of this? It's a chocolate. It's a chocolate
that
has
from the
pop
Harry
rocks.
Potter world?
It's from the Harry Potter world. Oh. And I don't support J.K. Rowling, quite frankly.
No, do you support Harry Potter, though?
The character, yeah.
What about Ron?
Well, me and Daniel Radcliffe collabed on Digman, so I guess we are co-workers. Anyway, picture little Timmy freaked out, scared for his life. And then he pops in a candy that's got pop rocks. It popped in. The popping was popping all over my whole head. It was like machine gun fire. It popped all over my whole body from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. I was like, man, I don't know about this.
Ended up in the backyard.
I did.
Popped it all over my whole body.
It honestly felt like a fireworks show in my skull. I felt it at the top of my head.
Oh, this sounds delightful. Tim, that's all you got to do is carry around a pack of those Miss Wisby's little popping things and you're good.
Yeah.
All right.
But is that, Tim, I've never heard of a stoner have pop rocks before. Did I invent it or is that already something?
That's
I'm
gotta
sure
be.
A stoner in the years that smoking weed and pop rocks have been around together and it's candy. I'm sure a stoner has eaten pop rocks.
You figured out your identity. You're an enhancement smoker.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just sort of plussing up these experiences.
I'm like an adrenaline junkie, like Point Break, but if I just smoke the baby puff of normal weed, I get scared and I cry and I have to go lay in my bed. But but if I do a bunch of innovative add-ons, then I'm
good. You have candies.
Tim, here's what I want you to do. Next time you're having a experience, I want you to take a pinch of weed. You're going to see some purple in it. That's fine. That is actually much better for your experience. Put it in the bowl. Smoke it. I want you to get your vinyl copy of Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd's album. Put it on. I want you to sit down. I want you to get comfortable.
Mike, don't you know the lore? That is the exact album that freaked him out.
That's the album that scared me.
Dark Side of the Moon? When did that happen?
In college, I was sitting in a big circle of people, and I was like, give me that fucking bong. And then,
whoa, you are not ready for bongs, my man.
It was a 10-footer, and my still, I'm saying, I don't know how many times have I smoked weed. Imagine if you've smoked weed 30 times and 27 times you freaked out and cried, but you keep trying. This was the first one where I just got self-conscious. So I'm sitting in a circle and I just got quiet, which is what always happens. But my roommate's girlfriend goes, Tim, are you okay?
Not cool.
And everybody's attention came to me. And she was like, Tim, what's wrong with you? And I was like,
alone.
And then she pulled a tissue out and was like, maybe this will help. And she was like dangling a tissue in front of me. And I was like, what the fuck?
Leave me alone. You're like, why would that help?
I stood up. I was like, I got to go. And I went up to my room. I closed the door, laid in bed, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll put on Dark Side of the Moon. And then right off that was freaked me out. It was popping all around my room like pop rocks in a skull.
Wait a minute. Pop rocks were good a second ago. Now they're bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Were the pop rocks good? Or I couldn't tell if you liked that or not.
For me, it was the highlight. It was good. It was very fun. It felt like a fireworks show, and I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
Centering. Wow, that is some good shit chat. We covered the posters, we covered the pop rocks.
Mm-hmm. Babu Frick.
We haven't acknowledged yet on the pod that the tour is canceled, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. We got some work that came up, and I had to back out.
Yes. Well, congrats, Mike.
Well, we're happy for
you,
Mike.
We're very excited.
Thank you.
We want your bank account to be sky high, Michael. That's always been
my thing. It's pro bono.
No,
I just like the project so much. Yeah, it's pro bono. I'm going on tour with another with a crappier band.
They need help. They need it.
We don't have fans.
You're going out with U2.
Yeah. Ooh.
Professional Bono. Bono
crappier band. Tim Sunny a Shade Bono. Throne. That would be awesome if we could open for or maybe close for U2. How about that?
Yeah, I'd do that. Is that enough for shit chat? Can we get into the fucking booze news?
Mm-hmm. Please. It's booze news. Hit it.
What is up, guys? Bonjour. We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this famous brand of cognac brandy from France.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Courvoisier
Cognac.
Nyack, nyack.
Nyack,
nyack.
Yeah. Nyack, nyack. It's booze news.
Nyack, nyack.
Puis you're back to front clot on the ride to where around Dalreadi. Sacre bleu.
And I will see you soon in the wonderful world of wine and spirits. Au revoir.
That's good.
Nyack, it's, nyack was sent to us by Tommy, aka Teenage Fan Sub, on the Sloppy Boys Discord,
Nice. Which
you can get access to and connect with slopheads if you subscribe to our Patreon. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
That was wild and wicked.
You know what's crazy is like that's a pretty like hyped up beat, you know, like the jump beat, and to hear the really close mic'd quiet nyack nyack,
yeah,
it worked it into was, it. It was just like it's too crazy of a juxtaposition. It made me freak
it was,
out.
It was a yeah, that's a weed freak out you don't want. That is a cool beat though on Crisscross's jump.
I saw a great little breakdown. I follow a bunch of these Instagram accounts where they like take a famous song and they break it down into like the five or six samples that turned it into that beat. And that was a particularly fucked up one. That was like had reverse stuff and
was yeah. like, what was
that one that loop is like six different.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. That is Funky Worm by Ohio Players. Just a part of it.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's a funny song.
Well, anyway, what's the actual booze news?
Well, top story in booze news. This was bound to happen. 28 ambulances at UMass called on one day due to the Borg.
Yep.
The University of Massachusetts is warning students about the viral TikTok Borg drink after 28 ambulances were called to parties. Folks, you got to be careful when you Borg.
That happened at UMass?
Yeah.
You know what I would say to them about the Borg? It's educational.
Huh? Yes.
What's that?
That's the Pixies, UMass.
UMass.
Okay.
It's an educational place.
We talked about it. We said the Borg is called a Black Outrage Gallon. Nothing in that name suggests a responsible time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We said it.
So wait, all those students are listening to the Sloppy Boys podcast, and
we have to be careful. We're influencers, and we don't know who's listening.
Yeah,
and we're getting kids killed.
We should be a little more responsible.
Nobody died.
Everybody well, we're getting the word out though to say that it's dangerous.
They actually probably left the hospital extremely hydrated.
That's maybe it was overhydration why they called the ambulances in the first time.
The headline, folks. They went to the hospital for overhydration.
You have to click the article, please. We told people don't drink a whole Borg in one sitting. Put it in your fridge. Take little pulls off it all week. Go
and make it a lifestyle.
Make it a lifestyle. But this was all happened it's unclear if 28 instances were all related to Borg. UMass officials said they had never seen so many of these drinks before Saturday's Blarney blowout. So it was like a big St. Patrick's Day Blarney blowout, and the kids were all calling the ambulances.
Can you imagine being a paramedic who doesn't listen to the Sloppy Boys, probably doesn't have like an active social life, isn't very like cool or popular, and then like walks into this college party and just sees all these brightly colored gallons of Borgs everywhere? You'd be like, oh no, what the hell is going on here?
I know.
Who are these
That
people?
Would be crazy to just see that and be like, what?
Why? Like, what are these giant, plastic, colorful jugs doing everywhere?
I wonder if there's a part of, like, the health world, the health community, that, like, keeps an eye on TikTok and be like, hey, look, we're seeing trends of kids eating Tide Pods, so this is something we should be aware of. Or Borgs. Be aware of it.
Maybe get the word out through us. We'll just say, no more Borgs, no more Borgs.
That's the job of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. We have a platform.
We're the third best podcast in the world, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Get to the third of the people.
Now, I thought it was third best comedy podcast according to Vulture, but...
Oh, yes.
And that was expired. That's expired.
Oh, no. Oof.
Oh, and it hurts.
Did like so many milks. One?
Yeah.
Like so many milks. Very nice. Very nice.
Could you imagine how many milks expire every day in America alone?
Alone. Milks.
Milks?
Yeah. No probably milk could ever be our milk.
Three or
milk.
Four. My dad says milk.
Oh, the people who say milk. Oh, that hits my ear nastily.
It's a New Jersey.
My dad is from Chelmsford, Mass. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. It's like an East Coasty thing. Milk.
Milk and vanilla is... Yep. So I put the I in vanilla.
You know what I used to say? People used to get on me. I used to be like, I'm going to go to my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like rum or like roof. And they were like, No, Jefferson, it's roof and room.
No, Jeffer.
Jeffer.
You can make fun of them for saying Jeffer instead of Jeff.
Yeah. It's roof and room. Well, it's Jefferson.
I have people who call me Jeffer. Nobody you guys
really?
Know.
Oh, that's nice.
Really?
Is it Peepaw and Ming Bang?
Yeah, it's pretty much like cousins and grandparents and
Stinky and Weenie?
Jeffer.
Yeah, they don't call me Dutz the way that the cool people do.
Yeah, it's just Dutz.
I actually have this weird thing where I say every word perfectly.
Perfectly enunciated.
Yes, you really get the S and P out in soup case.
Got him.
Stop this. Oh, I could wring your little neck right now,
You would enjoy it. What the hell?
Every time I tell you guys something, you use it against me. You weaponize it.
Yeah, you use it or lose it.
It's a right? Nasty campaign.
Nasty.
Well, you're a nasty man.
I think we're getting a little off track. Is the booze news complete?
Fine.
Wrap it up.
Jeff, what was that? I recognize it.
It's just from a keyboard.
Ooh. What song is it?
Okay, it's a whole story. I was circuit bending.
So you stopped us from having fun in Booze News to now tell us a circuit bending story.
That was fun.
And you're acting like you're put upon to tell us your circuit bending story. Fine, I guess I'll give in.
It's a mystery. I was circuit bending a Muppets keyboard and it freaked out, and then that song played. And it's not a song that's on the Muppet keyboard. So what happens is Casio uses these boards over and over and over again. So somewhere deep in its digital brain, that was probably used on some other keyboard, and I conjured it out of it.
That's interesting. I remember when you were doing circuit bending, I was like, Jeff, this is interesting. I don't get it, but it seems to make you happy.
Yeah, sort of my Donatello phase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But enough about that. I want to hear about the drink of the day.
Oh, speaking of the drink of the day, at the beginning of the show, Jeff, you said, the show, it's Sloppy Boys, here's Mike, here's Tim. I said, what is up? I meant to say, what is up? St. Patrick's Day, Stylies.
Right. Top of the morning to all.
Yeah, top of the morning.
Who listen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Hope you're wearing green.
Listen. Because today's drink of the day is none other than the...
Yes.
Guinnessy. You've had?
Ooh, not had. It not sounds had. Exciting, though.
Sounds great.
You've heard.
Heard. Oh, yes. Yes. That's how I knew it
it's
sounded.
It's the new
exciting.
Borg, basically.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Oh, boy.
Basically.
We're going to blood on our hands. Yeah,
it's the new thing we're going to be apologizing for next week. Recently, there was a viral TikTok from TikTok user DW38, and I brought the 1 minute clip. Take a listen. Woo!
I never really had Guinness before, but I know when you mix it with the Hennessy, you get Guinnessy. So I'm finna shotgun this bad boy, and hopefully it'll taste pretty good. I know it's dark as hell, because I poured one in the glass and followed the instructions on it, like letting it wait and all that. But I figured, why not shotgun it? So I got the Guinness and the Hennessy, and let's shotgun this bitch. Let's see. Try not to waste it everywhere.
He's got the little nip up top.
Yeah.
Pierce the bottom with a car key
or something. Yeah.
He's chugging, he's glugging, he's loving it.
Oh, that wasn't bad at all right though.
I love the country in the background.
Yeah. Could have done better on the burp though.
I like that. That's
go get it. Guinnessy.
Now, is he the founder of Guinnessy?
Well, he said that he heard it, but I couldn't find etymology before. This was the viral clip that made everybody know it, but I don't think so. I think maybe he made it sound like he came up with the idea for shotgunning. You know, it made it sound like I've heard that if you mix this with this, it's this, but I figure I'll shotgun it. So we're doing it TikTok stylies, but I guess you could mix these however you see fit.
However you damn well if, please.
If you couldn't tell for listening to that audio, yeah, it was a tall boy can of Guinness with a Hennessy cognac nip turned upside down in it. And then he poached the bottom and chugged. This video got a big reaction. You got a lot of people saying, oh, I tried it. It's good. Then you got Irish people saying it's sacrilege to defile their proud creation of Guinness. There's articles. There's people doing it. And the Sloppy Boys are going to do it here on the pod.
Woo. What? That's great.
Hey, is there such a thing as a 12-ounce Guinness can?
Yeah.
It only comes
I've
in
only
the big
seen
ones.
A 16.
Yeah.
They have smaller ones?
I don't know. I feel like I have seen a 16-ounce, 12-ounce can. But
really?
I'm ready to be disproved.
I remember seeing like a little... There was a squat bottle that kind of looked like a Coors Banquet bottle that was a different Guinness, like extra stout or something that was not the frothy can. I've seen that, but I don't know. But
We know Guinness is very chuggable from its various bomb iterations. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I don't have nips. Couldn't find any. So I might actually have to go bomb stylies.
Yeah, I'm going to go bomb stylies. But I did. I went to a liquor store and he only had, of Hennessy, he had a double nip.
Oh.
But then that'll be just, and I bought it. But then as a backup, I looked at the nips. He didn't have any cognac, but there was brandy. I got an ENJ brandy normal size nip. What do you think I should use? Maybe the Hennessy double nip and pour half of it out? Maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
Wait, but you're doing shotgun or?
I'm going to shotgun, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I'll do bomb. And then I was also, I just searched Guinness. Oh,
you're doing bomb. I got it. You said, you mean you're dropping a shot glass in.
Because I don't have a nip to balance upside down or whatever.
Copy that.
But also I saw a bunch of people just doing a sensible stir in if you're the more conservative type listening at home.
That's great.
Yeah, if you want to treat it like a sipper, which might be a smarter idea.
Something you sit with.
Here's my question. These Guinness bottles or these Guinness cans have a little extra, some carbonation or something. I don't understand it, but if you pop a hole in, is it going to, oh no, because you get the top open already.
You have the top open already.
I was wondering if it's going to like shoot out.
I don't think it will.
I mean, it's a messy endeavor.
But you know what's weird is when you shotgun a beer, you puncture the hole first and then you crack the top as you're drinking. This is weird because we got to crack the top. So puncturing the hole might kind of be hard with we got to make sure that you got something sharp. I might use a knife instead of a car key.
Just be careful, please.
One thing that we learned is,
the hell am I going to use?
Fucking Guinness. You got to
put a towel
Irish.
Down or something.
Oh, yeah, I was just looking. There's a towel over here. Guinness is Irish, and then Hennessy is French cognac, but it's named for an Irish colonel or general or something like that.
So I could believe
this is why it's a whole kind of a St. Patrick's Day kind of a vibe, man.
Wow, look at him go. He's getting fucking whipped up.
He's whapping.
This sounds great. I can't wait to do it. Let's just go. Let's just for once go.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just go.
Love it.
Folks, enjoy the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Back with with Guinnesses in hand.
Yes.
Let's see.
You guys hit any problems? I did.
Yep.
What?
I hit.
Jeff, you got a nice, you're ready. You got your shot glass with your cognac, and then you have your pint glass with your Guinness. Michael, what do you got?
I got here the you know, the standard thing. I got just the Hennessy upside down in the Guinness.
That looks really good.
But you gotta, you know what you gotta do? You gotta cut a bigger hole in the top of your Guinness.
Interesting.
Oh, you! How did you do that? Knife?
Just, or just you like my trick. Push down the thing. It's not your trick. I do the thing everyone does. You just push down the top.
You know that I do that with every can ever, right?
Yes, I know. So does everyone, Tim.
No, not everyone.
I'm with Tim. That's Tim's thing.
No, that's every college kid across America is pushing down their top.
I like that you just can't let me have this, Mike. I have a way of a thing that I do because my friend Andrew Sullivan showed me to do it when I was 19.
Oh,
and
Andrew
now you say Sullivan. Everybody does it? I'll tell you plenty of people who don't do it.
Who?
I'll tell you someone who doesn't do it. Johnny Pemberton. And I'll tell you, I highly doubt Derek Waters does it.
I see. I would say almost for a fact that they do.
Shit.
Well, I feel very stupid because I didn't do it. I had the double.
Yeah, how did you get your thing?
Let's see that big nip.
I didn't. The big nip looked like this.
Oh, yeah. That's like a small, it's like a
flask.
Yeah.
And I poured out half of it into a glass. And then when I tried to pour, go into the thing, it didn't fit. And just basically like all the Hennessy dumped out into the can. So I just have a pre-mixed.
Did you drink some of it to make room for it?
I had already drank some of it to make room for it because I saw that it wasn't going to fit. Okay. But Mike's, yours look really nice. How like the cognac is suspended in midair.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It doesn't go anywhere because of the, what do we want to say here? Gravitation?
The gyroscope of it all.
Taking my picture. I almost lost it.
There's you guys ever see a margarita with like a Corona in it? Same deal?
Yeah. Corona-rita.
Yeah, there you go. That's cool. This is a cool looking thing. Well, at least we got three different methods.
I'm worried about piercing my can. How am I going to pierce a can that's not like hard from the carbonation being?
I know it's going to like bend or something.
You're going to make a mess.
This could get ugly. I'm going to get away from my computer a little bit when I do this.
Yeah.
Smart.
And you know what? I also got a glass right here because this could go everywhere. I might just have to go, whoa, everything's got to go.
And Tim, you're at an Airbnb, so you can just go nuts. It's not going to hurt your reputation anymore. So
That's true. And the rental's not
He already has a bad reputation. Oh,
no, I have a good reputation. I just fought with Liz.
I thought that one lady was like...
Well, I had eight brilliant reviews.
I thought she may have screwed you.
No, we settled. We split the... She wanted $350. I think I paid her $75. And I said, get the fuck out of here.
No, Jesus nice. Christ. All right.
I threw the cash at her and she ran away from me crying.
She's like, you've been watching too much Sopranos, young man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, is it game time? Do we do it?
Yeah.
I got to stand...
Tim,
stand
also... Okay.
Why?
Tim, you could just do a sensible sip. Nobody's making you shotgun. You want to try it out?
Well, I'm trying to make the podcast be a hit pod. I want it to be bigger than Joe Rogan.
Hold on. Yeah. I might go over by my sink.
Okay, great. I'll be right here on the mic.
Hold on. Here I go.
3, 2, 1, let go. Ah.
Boo. Ugh.
Okay.
My keys are wet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whew.
Hey, one sec.
How'd it go, Tim?
Got a little splash in the splash zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to grab a towel, too.
What's going on over there? He's down.
I spilled it on the couch, is the thing.
Well, it's all right, Tim. The numbers are in. We're bigger than Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Ew.
It worked.
You tell me this episode. I've got Hanford fighting me over the can. I got you pushing me back on my shotgunning. Now, also, the last two
episodes.
I can't win. The last two episodes of our Patreon show, I feel like me and Jeff have been at each other's necks because accusing each other of cheating on our polls. This is a mess. Meanwhile, I'm starting to feel drunk from that drink already.
We need a retreat. We need some type of microphones down.
Phoenix, baby. I'll get you some fry bread, some green chili.
I'm leaving
stew.
My microphone at home. I don't want to do podcasts. I want to just be with you guys.
Yes, be a human with my boys.
Yeah. With my boys.
People don't know that. That's the problem, is that like when the three of us hang out, sometimes we'll just be like sitting around. And, you know, the vibe is kind of like Jeff's sort of like, hey, let's take a deep dive into the drinks we love, you know? And
yeah, but there's no recording. We're not recording.
Right. Yeah, we're not recording.
It's just that's how we are. I'm glad I did this over the sink because, of course, I punctured the thing and it starts shooting out.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because, like, but you can't tip it. Because, you know, when you do like a shotgunning a beer, you tip it so, like, it doesn't just pour out, but the top's open. It was kind of a mess. I got most of it in, and I was shotgunning, and it's cool because you're like, Guinness taste, Hennessy taste. Like, it doesn't have enough time to mix.
Yeah. I gotta say, this was fine. I might do a next round, just do a slow sipper so I can just, like, taste the taste a little bit more and sit with it. I had a lot more fun with a Guinness bomb with your Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
Or, what's the other thing that we did like this? Not a flaming Dr. Pepper, but a... No, it was a flaming Dr. Pepper. That was the flaming amaretto into...
Oh, yeah.
But then we also did the kamikaze shot. That was another drop.
Oh,
But
that's,
I guess...
That's
like,
where you pound on the table.
Was that a kamikaze bomb? Yeah.
But the guy on the TikTok said...
Sake bomb.
But the guy on the TikTok said, "Oh yeah, you get the sweetness from the Hennessy. There's no sweetness in Hennessy. That should be Di Serrano. I want to put Di Serrano in a Guinness.
Oh, that would be delicious in Guinness. Jefferson, that's brilliant.
That's the drink.
That would
Guinness-y.
Be like a,
get the fuck out of here, Guinness.
That'd be like a milkshake. I have to say, I was shotgunning, so I was chugging so fast I didn't taste anything. You know, like it's not until you finish the whole thing, you burp and you taste your burp."
Yeah,
I just tasted a Guinness, and I can feel a little bit of the more of a burn from cognac. I mean, it's a very smooth drink.
I can feel,
but overall, I kind of think I wish that I was sipping on one rather than shotgunning because I didn't really get a taste for it.
Yeah, well, all the things we do for ratings, though, you know.
I would say the three of us at this point, after doing those, each of us have a Guinness within us.
That's true right there.
And I am going to... I did lose a lot of my Guinness in the sink. I'm going to open another one.
Hey, crack them if you got them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just going to drink the remains of my draft stout.
Let's talk... He's pouring in a glass, folks. Let's talk...
Tim, I'm with you. Let's talk carb...
Let's talk about shotgunning.
Yes.
Because it's not my preferred method of
not my
beer.
I'm not a fan. No, I'm not a fan. If I got a nip, I would be bummed that I would have to be shotgunning in front of my laptop and nice mic and my
apartment. That's a mess. But then also even just normal shotgunning. Did you ever, like, was that a thing with your groups of friends that you did it ceremonially or?
No, I think I was always like a little like, I can drink beers now, obviously, but when I was younger, during the shotgunning days, I was a little slow to drink beer. I didn't love the taste of it. So I was like, oh, if I shotgun one, I think I'm going to throw up. So I was like, yeah, you guys do it. I don't know how to do it.
Well, I mean, I'm not even opposed to, like, the sort of clownish nature of it. Like,
No, me either. It's kind of funny.
But I like to do the beer bong, and, like, I've done all sorts of funneling and weird shit, but I think like shotgunning is just a shitty, inefficient, messy way of going about things. Like, I would do it at a pool party with a Bud Light where
beer can just
slosh everywhere, everybody's wet anyway or whatever.
Do you ever do that thing where you're taking champagne bottles and you pop them and then you shake it up and you're spraying the foam all over a bunch of models by a pool? Do you do that, Jeff?
Do I do that?
Yeah.
People spray me, though, sometimes. I'm walking around like, hey, stop it. What are you? Oh.
Hey, you're getting that shit in my eyes now. These shoes are snakeskin, man.
I'm covered in Corbel.
You're asking them? I'm covered in Corbel?
I'm like, yeah.
Crappy one.
What is this, Corbel?
The crappy shit.
It better be Corbel. It's not wasted. Champagne if it's not Corbeau.
I'm mad at them.
What is this? This isn't Corbeau. Oh.
Why didn't you call Poe Corbeau?
Man, I don't know. I like the idea of shotgunning, but I'd rather do any other sort of stunty move. Give me the funnel. Give me the ice luge. Give me the boo body shot.
Have you ever done that? I've never done that. That's since
no,
that
I never
would be
done
too
the
cool.
Body shot. I don't think I have.
I remember one time I did a body shot off the supermodel where she poured the shot like on the top of her forehead and my mouth was like down at her feet, so it had to go all the way down, make its way. And wow. by the time it got to my mouth, I drank it and I was like, it tastes so fucking sweaty and salty from your skin and hair, your body hair. You gotta trim your body hair.
From your skin and hair, your body hair.
She was like, yeah, well, I'm sorry. And I was like, no, I'm telling you, you gotta listen
to
me.
No, I'm sorry.
This is disgusting. You ruined a perfectly good amber IPA.
Poured a whole beer,
12-ounce beer.
And while we're talking, I gotta tell you, I would appreciate if you smile more around here.
Ouch, Tim.
Oh, Tim. God.
What?
Well, hey, we should do body shots on the pod sometime.
We should do them off each other. That
you do a shot off of somebody's belly button.
Yeah, you lick salt off Tim's neck, yeah, and then you take a shot between my pecs.
We got to get you a gym membership.
And then Hanford farts the shot into your mouth.
And I just throw the shot glass up there and just kind of scoot it with my booty.
This has come up on the pod before, but we used to go to the legendary defunct gross pervy karaoke bar in the valley called Dimples.
Dimples.
And the old owner would always be like, ladies, you get a free blowjob shot. And like I remember us watching that happen, where like a guy put that. And what is a blow? It's like a Bailey's, probably.
But I think it's got like a bunch of whipped cream on it or something. So in order to drink it, you have to get like whipped cream on your nose or something.
Demoralizing.
I don't want whipped cream on the nose.
Well, we talked about when we conquered the IBA, moving on to that restaurant's menu. Tim, you remember?
Oh, Tim? Yeah.
Cook your own steaks.
Hanford hasn't been here.
I haven't been.
What's the place called? It's a great restaurant.
In Monterey Park, California, there's a restaurant called The Venice Room, and it is the greatest place on earth. It is a dive bar, Venetian themed for no reason, and then there is the food menu is great because there's a grill, like a charbroiler grill in the back of the room. And when you order a steak, like a ribeye, you get a raw ribeye on a plate with uncooked garlic bread, just like the garlic butter on a bread,
like,
and then baked potato in foil.
Oh, I don't think I knew about the garlic bread.
And it's like a bloody steak in butcher paper, and then you just like throw a bunch of shit on it.
They got, you know, you can have Montreal steak spice, you can have Lowry's salt, you can have Old Bay. And then you put it on a grill yourself and you flip it yourself and then you eat it. But that was the backstory in the place. Jeff's talking about the drink menu is fucking fantastic.
It's
all
such a blast from the past. It's all the weird shit that you would never see on a normal menu. Like the menu printed has stuff written on it like blowjob shot.
printed with no lamination, just printed on a...
Remember, I ordered like a redheaded slut or something.
Yeah, it's like and just stuff that you would never see in the city limits. Yeah,
but all these drinks—it's all like drinks that have been booted off the IBA list, but they're legit. Like if you Google them, like none of the Venice Room didn't invent any of these drinks. They all exist when you Google them. So yeah, when we run out of IBA shit, that's another like 80 drinks that are like most of them invented from like 1965 to 1990.
Right.
And it's like,
that's fun. That's going to be fun.
All those different variations of the six on the beach. And
it's a lot of the dark ages stuff, but it's, and they don't all have like too hot for TV names, but it's
a lot
like
of them
fun.
Do though. I had a dirty alligator and a buttery nipple and like, it's just all dumb shit. It's all so sweet, but it's all so fun.
The dick, the crack, the butt crack.
Yeah, the nasty, I don't like the one that
butt
says
crack.
The crack, and then in parentheses, the butt crack.
The soggy ass.
All right. Well,
why do you think I said Johnny Pemberton when you guys asked me to say a person's
name? It's the perfect.
Well, everyone on earth. I haven't bumped into Johnny Pemberton in a year. And yeah, sure. It just popped into my. I was just thinking, trying to think of a person.
And we like Johnny Pemberton. We like Derek Rose. Great guys.
Yes. Johnny Pemberton's funny as fuck.
A fragment of the listenership will know that name.
Johnny, if you're listening, come on the pod.
Come on, Johnny. Defend yourself.
Defend yourself.
Would you change anything?
Yes. I want to just pour a nice shot into a nice beer and sip it like an adult.
Here's the thing. I only bought one of those Hennessy nips, so I'm just doing Guinness alone.
Michael, do you have any Di Serono?
Ooh, I might have some. I do. I do.
I might do that. It. Is that against the spirit of the Guinnessy episode?
No, it's round two.
No, we're trying. This is the second round. We're doing what
this guy's. This
do.
Could be the Sloppy Boy's drink. Like, that's huge. Oh. It feels more, though, a cold weather drink, and it feels like maybe... around the next holiday season, we're drinking Di Serenos and Guinness if they're good.
Ooh, let's give it a whirl.
If they're good. And that remains to be seen. So, folks, why don't you listen to some ads? And when we come back, we'll have round two.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Now we're back with round two of Guinnessy. I think I might just want to like sit and sip my Di Serono version. Versus bomb.
Yeah, but I want to hear about it. Don't bomb it. It sounds luxurious.
Yeah, okay, good.
I have devastating news. I did not have any more Di Serono. I had the bottle with like a tiny.
Well, sure, you had the bottle. Like, absolutely. You had the bottle sitting
the
right
bottle?
There.
But, yeah, the bottle's right there.
We all have the bottle.
Oh. I put the tiniest bit in my mouth and then put some Guinness in my mouth. I couldn't tell if it was good or not. Now, how much Di Serono are you putting in there, Jeff?
I'm basically not doing a whole pint of Guinness. I'm doing like, I got a 12 ounce.
Okay.
Actually, fuck it. I'll just basically.
I got a Guinness with my other, the rest of my Hennessy just poured into it. I'm going to sip like a gentleman.
Good, good.
Hennessy Tennessee.
And that's the Hennessy Tendency.
I'm sipping.
Sip away. I'm right behind you.
I've got that Hennessy Tendency. Well, this tastes good and I like it, but a normal Guinness is better and a Hennessy neat is better. So.
Gotta say, this might not be a great use of Hennessy, just in general.
Hennessy's expensive.
Jeff, you like Hennessy a lot, right? Didn't you?
Yeah.
Haven't you been on Hennessy recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I've been on that Henny. Here's what I do.
Yeah.
Get a big cube. Basically, you're making an old-fashioned. Get a big cube, dash a simple syrup, dash a orange bitters, Hennessy, and why don't you twist a little lemon rind on there? Ooh. And that's just like a really nice, sort of an alternate old-fashioned, like a cognac old-fashioned. But, ooh, that's really good. That's my preferred method of drinking Hennessy. This is a waste of Hennessy, in my opinion.
Damn.
Okay. Ooh, I went to a bar recently that had just like, they had like cubed ice in like a bin and stuff, but they also had just like a big, huge cube of ice that they were like using a ice pick for, just like cracking big pieces off of it and then like chipping those down. It was like, ooh, that's kind of neat.
Damn. And
I don't know if it's necessary, but kind of neat to see.
You ever see The Sting?
Yeah.
The movie The Sting?
Stink.
Yep.
Paul Newman, at one point, they discover Paul Newman. He's hungover, right?
Yeah.
Robert Redford finds Paul Newman, and he's got a big block of ice in the sink, and he's chipping it up into small things so he can ice his face and look normal.
Yep, yep.
I like a big block ice. We should bring that back.
And I like Paul Newman.
We watched Slapshot on the Blowout, everybody. Get over there. Pay the Patreon.
Show that was an early
Sign
one.
Sign up for the Patreon. Get to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. You're going to be happy with your life if you do that.
Hey, not happy with life? All you got to do is get the Patreon. Hmm.
Thinking about ending it all? Well,
hey, not, no.
No, I'm saying it's a good cure.
Aha.
Okay. Knee jerk.
Final thoughts?
The proportions aren't nailed on my DiCerono version.
You getting the DiCerono?
How many ounces did you put?
Basically a shot, like an ounce and a half, one of these.
Okay.
I bet a half shot would be good.
Or just like, I feel like less Guinness. I feel like it's just drowning in Guinness.
Can you taste it?
I wouldn't mind drowning in Guinness.
Yeah, I can taste it, and it tastes good. But I'm not tap dancing, that's all.
So it's not going to light the world on fire like I thought?
Not yet. It needs a little time in the test kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for now, let's give our final thoughts on the Guinnessy.
Well, you're not going to believe this. You guys think Cal PK, he's a pushover. He likes everything. This is a waste of Hennessy. It's not worth it. Don't do it. And
I'm with you.
I'm sipping one right now, and it's worse than Hennessy neat, and it's worse than Guinness.
Sure.
And then when I did a shotgun, I had a little bit of fun, but I would have fun shotgunning anything. So this might be my, in 126 episodes, this might be my very first not order again. And specifically not, like if somebody said, Tim, want to do a Guinnessy shot? I would be like, no, I'm going to chug a Guinness with you. Yeah. I'll shotgun a Guinness with you and then I'll sip my Hennessy after.
Yeah, I want a Guinness and a Hennessy, but I don't cross the streams.
It's both. I mean, we're talking about premium ingredients. This was like $20 to put this drink together. Don't
Near
shotgun
the twain
it. That's
shall
stupid.
Meet. Yeah, no.
You didn't have any other not order agains?
I dragged my feet on a couple.
I can't believe it.
I've been like a wimpy order again, and I've said,
but not your favorite type thing. Yeah, yeah.
But there was one that I said was gross.
I feel like there was one that all three of us were like, nah, pass. Stinger, maybe?
Yeah.
Was it Stinger?
No, I like the Stinger, but I feel like there was one that I hated.
I don't even remember the Stinger. There's a good handful that I'm like, if they're not remarkably bad or good, I just file them away.
Stinger is it's creme de menthe and cognac.
Oh yeah, yeah. Some of ours were red, or some of ours were green. Some of us were clear.
I was kind of hard on the Martinez because I was like, I would rather have a Manhattan or a Martini.
Yeah.
But
this isn't really an order again for me. I mine didn't even mix. I got the Guinness first, and then the Hennessy, and then I was done.
I will say I'm feeling a nice buzz. Getting a little nice buzzerino.
Well, sure, Jeff. Of course. You've had a lot of alcohol. Yeah.
I feel like my face is really red. Do I look like a fucking tomato?
No, you look pretty good.
Yeah, you look like an heirloom tomato.
Dashing
one of the orange skin-colored ones.
Good. Perfect. I did a spray tan.
Mike, you did you give your final thoughts? Submit them, please.
Yes, it was not Oregon.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say when you're in the grocery store, go ahead, buy the Guinness. Definitely get that Hennessy on hand. But don't mix. You got to keep them separated.
I agree.
Don't order again.
Don't order again. I just saw something kind of cool. I did my signature patented top of the can thing, and only I do, where I kind of press down and I rip the can open so the thing was bigger. I'm looking down. That mechanism that makes the Guinness all frothy.
The widget.
It's like a ping pong ball. I thought I was picturing like a short little cylinder or something.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a ping pong ball in there.
I was picturing just like a little man in there. Like a little homunculus.
Yeah, and he's working really hard. He's pumping a little accordion to create little bubbles.
How does the widget work? I'm reading here on the can. Upon opening, the famous round plastic widget in every can unleashes a nitrogen through the beer, creating the creamy head and iconic surge that's distinctively Guinness. But what does that mean? I don't get it.
I know. How
come upon opening that releases it? How come it's not pre-released?
This might be the type of science we're not ready to understand, Jeff.
Mm.
This is for chemists. I know I've got my... Oh, I see. I got my flashlight on. I'm looking now in it. Ooh.
Show yourself. Just waiting for a nice big joke to go out on. It'll present itself. Oh, maybe
a couple of your co-hosts will supply you with that. Let's see.
what do I got?
I'm a funny guy. I should be able to manufacture
something. I just heard a really funny joke. I just heard a really funny joke.
After my mom told me a joke yesterday, so after you go, I'll go.
Okay. This is not my joke. It's a friend of mine told me. what does Shrek call the space bar on a keyboard?
What?
Long key.
Yes, like donkey, but long key.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, good. Will that work for your purposes?
No, I think we need one more.
Okay, my mom told me, you know, there's a man in Minnesota who loved his wife so much that he told her.
Sorry?
There's a man in Minnesota. He loved his wife so much that he told her. Midwestern people, very, very repressed, very, you know, not very giving with the love.
See, I was looking for he told her as like is that a city or something in Minnesota?
A play on words. Gotcha, or is like maybe there's a Minnesotan accent that is obscuring the true meaning.
Is it possible that the delivery was inhibited by 2 pints of Guinness and 2 shots of Hennessy?
No, I don't think so.
No, of course. That'd be ridiculous.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and you can get on the slophead tier for only $5. You might ask yourself, what does that get you? It gets you The Sloppy Boys Blowout, the weekly bonus episode, the whole back catalog. So that's 126 episodes. Ooh. 126 hours, at least, of primo boy chit-chat.
That's really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind subscribing myself, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, you sort of already have all the episodes.
Yeah, you're living them.
Wouldn't make sense, Tim, in your case. But everybody else, they should.
Get on board. Try it out.
Pony up the books. Good episode, guys. I am hankering to get back to the old IBA. We got to conquer it.
Yeah, we got some funky ones coming up.
Yeah.
Some toughies.
I'm looking forward to picking up some Chambord.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I think that's black raspberry liqueur, and it comes in a weird little bulb.
Okay.
You know what? I've got a nip of that in my kitchen, and I haven't drank it yet.
And shout out to Nips. I love that they preserve the form factor of the original bottle, but in a smaller form. That's fun to me.
I agree.
Check out the website, folks. We love you.
Bye, folks.